And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well,
nice little moment here.
Every time we think we've seen it all, we find out we haven't.
Hey, we're not able to play there. There's some sort of technical difficulty down with public address announcer Jeff Lamb. He couldn't get the national anthem to play. So, as we all stood around and waited and watched, and people started murmuring and wondering, and next thing you know, I look at Jim, and I said, I think people are singing. And sure enough, it got started kind of quiet, and it gradually spread, and pretty soon...
Yep.
Well, darn near the whole folks in attendance here at the gymnasium were singing the national anthem.
And I forgot to take the microphone down to Jeff Lamb, so you can tell us who the starters are.
Okay.
It was funny because I was going to mention when the national anthem, I said it, and then everybody else down there was looking. Amanda Mines is behind the Gelsberg, and she sang it a few times a year or two ago. And so you see her shaking her head, so you knew everybody around her was saying, just go sing it, Amanda.
All right, starting lineups for the 14-5 Champaign Centennial Chargers. Quinn Nottingham, offensively, really the guy to watch for this team, averaging just under 21 points a game, a 6-foot senior, and everything runs through him with 6'3 junior Deontay Young, 6'4 sophomore Jaden Roberts Thomas, 6'5 junior Jordan Williams, and 6'1 senior Matt Davis, who also has some high scoring potential from time to time as well. For the Streaks, well, what do you know? It's Ross, Meeker, Olsen, Thompson, and Hawthorne. 23 times now this season as the Streaks really have to battle for the opening tip as it goes into the backcourt. And it's Roberts Thomas who gets in between Ross and Meeker and gets a hand on. He had intentions of breaking for the basket. And they really had to fight him off with the ball getting knocked out of bounds to prevent him from scoring very quickly in this game. Right, here's Ross up top. Right side, Olsen. Olsen's been held under double digits for four of the last five games. On the baseline, Eric Thompson. Thompson starts the left-hand dribble up top. Long three for Meeker, and that's how we get this game started.
Well, Streaks can maybe bring some energy in here without not only the national anthem, but we usually have the Guns N' Roses thing for the starting lineups. That wasn't there. No music. Everybody just kind of waiting for the team to fire them up, and that first shot by Meeker seems to have got it done.
Yeah, how come the crowd didn't start singing Welcome to the Jungle?
Yeah.
Now that would have been cool. Up top, Jaden Roberts-Thomas, the lone sophomore on the floor for either team right now. Silver Streaks start an all-senior starting five for the Centennial Chargers. It's two seniors, two juniors, and the sophomore, who has it now on the right side, skips it back out to Deontay Young. Swiping it away from the backside is Meeker. Lob into the front court, chases it down. Picks it up, skips it over right side to Thompson. Looking back up top, dribbles it a couple of times toward the top of the arc. Chargers turn it over on their first possession. Ross sees an opening, leaves it off for Hawthorne, lays it up and in on a good feed from Devin.
Well, the first two possessions, we look like a 21-1 team. Outstanding.
5-0. Outside for Meeker, inside Ross to Hawthorne. And here's Nottingham, spins, kicks it out. Right side three by Roberts Thomas. And the long arm of Ross reaches up, pulls down the rebound after the miss. Streaks in transition. Meeker strong to the basket with a right-hand lay-in. It's 7-0 Gelsberg. And not showing any early signs of a hangover after the big emotional win last night. Not even 2 minutes into the game. Streaks are 3-for-3. They forced a Champaign Centennial turnover. And now a second miss as Jarrett Olsen goes up high for the rebound. Trying to make it an 9-0 start. Driving down low, Meeker caught on the baseline. Left side, or rather right side, Thompson. And then takes a big step right left, trying to juke his defender and travels.
Well, you look at one of the young men for Champaign, though, that missed a shot, Jaden Roberts-Thomas. Just a sophomore, 6'4". What a frame he's got.
Yeah.
And, wow. Next couple of years, if he continues to work at it, he could be a real force.
So maybe we don't want to add them for another 2-year schedule. Is that what you're telling
me?
Yeah,
that might be a good idea.
Missed three this time by Matt Davis. Meeker with the rebound. He brings it into the front court himself, still with the dribble. Now coming out for a Thompson. Left side, quick three, Olsen. In and out. First miss by the Silver Streaks. Rebound Nottingham for the Chargers. Behind the back dribble up top. Turns around in the lane. Over left side, Jordan Williams drives in with a right-hand runner, no. And Cody Hawthorne with the rebound. Back in the streaks quickly. Down the lane. Olsen draws contact. He'll go to the line shooting two on the foul by Williams.
Well, streaks up 7-0. Crowd's still pretty lethargic at this point. You'd love to see them get a little more into this and maybe blow this thing open early. You know Champaign's better than this, but they've come out very cold on the offensive end.
7-0. Galesburg on top. 5:18 to go. We're just underway in the first quarter, and Olsen knocks down the first free throw. The third player for the Streaks to score. 8-0. Nottingham leaning over, tying a shoe. And now we're ready to shoot the second free throw. Deontay Young is the other junior on the floor for Centennial at 6'3", along with Williams at 6'5". Very short on the second free throw.
Barely caught the front of the rim.
And Williams rebounds for Centennial. 8-0 Streaks, 5:10 to go, opening quarter. Davis on the right side, gets it right back from Roberts Thomas. Now between the circles, Deontay Young dribbling right, trying to lose Meeker. Ethan stays with him. On the wing, into the corner now, Davis. Back out to Nottingham, guarded by Devin Ross. Tries to spin down to the low blocks, through the lane. Good feed, layup by Jordan Williams, and that's their first basket at the 4:51 mark of quarter number one.
Well, an assist you see very often. Halfway down one baseline, feeding it across underneath on a rifle pass.
Meeker behind a screen from Olsen. He airballs a three. So a very short free throw and now a very short three-pointer. Williams with a rebound. Back comes Centennial. Quick jumper by Nottingham. Got tied up at the Silver Streaks. Hawthorne there for the rebound. Back comes Galesburg. In the lane. Jumper by Meeker. Twice off the back iron. Put back by Eric Thompson.
Good timing by Eric coming over there, seeing that thing go off the back iron. He didn't jump too soon. Second bounce, he was up and in.
8-point Galesburg lead, 10-2, as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number one. Young on the right elbow. Dribbles once. Stops at the arc. Behind him, between the circles, Davis. Left side, Nottingham. Streaks try to poke it away. Nottingham juggles it, chases it down to the baseline. Now Roberts Thomas with it. Right side, Young. Dribbles inside between two defenders. Gets a shot up over Meeker. Falls off the rim. Ross with a rebound. They are just not hitting much of anything here early. Quick feed down low. Ross turnaround jumper with a right hand. And a 12-2 lead is going to force a Centennial timeout. 3:45 to go first quarter.
Well, and you know, Coach Tim Lavin said we better play defense than we've played sometimes this season. And so far, their defense isn't too impressive. The Silver Streaks able to break it down, get into the lane frequently. We've had some open looks from the outside, really able to do anything we want to. And they've got to shore up that defense because it's nothing like what we've seen the last couple of games from Rock Island and Peoria High. And I think that was probably the message, Tim, trying to breathe a little life into these guys here from Centennial.
All the starters have scored halfway through this first quarter. And the Streaks are going to go to the bench a little earlier tonight than they did last night. We mentioned that usually around 4.5 minutes to go in the quarter is when Mike Reynolds sends his first substitution in, Kevante Shaw. The starters played all 8 of the opening minutes last night before he substituted at the quarter break. Now Shaw and Sammons come in, coming out of the timeout, and Nottingham drives down the left side of the lane and a reach-in foul called on Devin Ross.
Well, if anything was predictable, that was it, coming out of that timeout, that Nottingham, their leading scorer, and a guy who lives for shooting free throws. He's made 93 this year. That's more than most people even have attempted. As you said, he was 10 for 10 against us last year, and you just can't put him at the line. Make him beat you with the shot. And he's not that big. I mean, Devin's got a big height advantage on him, but he reached in there.
Certainly a reach advantage as well. Only on the reach, he got called for the foul. And those 90-plus free throws that he made this year, he's done so at an 81% clip. Here's Meeker. Three-pointer from the outside. Just can't leave him open from nearly anywhere on the floor anymore. He's got 8 already, and Galesburg leads by 11.
Yeah, he splashed that one in with ease after having a rare air ball the last attempt.
Nottingham drives, dishes it out to Davis. He's cut off by Sammons. And back up top, it goes to Williams. On the left side, Nottingham got a step on Ross. Spins between two defenders, nice. Takes it in with a right hand.
Tip of the cap on that one. That was a very nice move from the left side by their leading scorer.
Now Meeker loses Nottingham. Other direction, drives in. Shot a little bit strong. Williams with his third rebound for Centennial. So Meeker got a step. Now Nottingham right back the other way and then off the back rim. Ross with a rebound. Went in a little strong to the basket. Back come the Streaks. Meeker down the lane. Leaves it off for Thompson. Cutting in. Layup is good.
Great job by Ethan and Eric. Just a couple of guys that have played together a long time, just knowing where to be. And dropped it off in the second basket for Eric Thompson.
Back to an 11-point lead at 17-6. Davis on the right side. Roberts Thomas with it. Down to the baseline, Nottingham. Back behind him to Williams. Up top to Roberts Thomas. Looking on the inside. Looking. Now coming out for the pass is Young on the left side. Still five starters on the floor for Centennial. Nottingham steps left. Drains a three.
Good thing he didn't miss the bus.
He's got seven of their eight. Or the seven of their nine, rather. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Galesburg by eight. Two starters at the bench, ready to check back in for the streaks at the next dead ball. Down low to Thompson. Outside, Ross. Feeds it behind him to Meeker. Meeker to the free throw line. Ross, left side, Kevonte Shaw. Kevonte still with a dribble on the elbow, looking on the inside. Up top it goes to Sammons. Darius around a screen. Down the right side of the lane, over to Thompson. Back out to Meeker at the volleyball line. Ethan swings the ball down low, tries to drive on Nottingham, and a blocking foul called on Quinn Nottingham, the 6-foot senior, whom you heard Mike Reynolds say is the best player in the Champaign area, not the best prospect, but the best player right now. And given what he's done in the first 6 minutes plus of this quarter, we can see why.
Yeah, you know, you might differentiate. How can he be the best player, not the best prospect? Well, because of his stature, he's not a big guy, not super athletic, can't jump out of the gym or anything, but he's just a good basketball player, would make a nice small college player at best.
Jumper from the right side, a little bit off. Hawthorne battling for the rebound, tips it over to Shaw, who gets fouled going to the basket. Cody kept that one alive. And Kevonte is going to go to the free throw line. I'm going to give Cody the credit for the rebound on that one after he battled the way he did.
Got us with 9 rebounds already in this quarter. And we still got a minute and a half to go as Shaw hits free throw number one.
He becomes the 6th silver streak to score in this game. 9-point Galesburg lead at 18-9. Meeker stays on the floor with 8 of those points. The foul, meanwhile, was on Julian Hess, his first. Shaw makes both free throws. Back to a 10-point Galesburg lead, 19-9. Nottingham up the left side, trying to drive on Olsen. Gets to the low blocks and stops, steps back, misses the shot. Rebound deflected out to Matt Davis. Then he has the ball slapped out of his hands, picks it up, and out to James Williams, who's into the game, driving the right side of the lane. There's Meeker again, poking it away from behind. Right to Kevonte Shaw. He throws it behind Meeker, who stops before it goes into the backcourt. Now Ethan drives. And a blocking foul call and a hand check on Williams.
We saw a lot of the poking from behind last night against Rock Island from both teams. And we mentioned that in the Peoria game, too. You just had to look behind you all the time because you never know who's going to be there. And the streaks have done that to Centennial twice here.
Shaw on the right elbow, drives into the lane, feeds it into the left corner. Olsen wide open, a little bit off, and then it drops through in a battle for the rebound down low between Julian Hess and Kevonte Shaw. I think they got Hess, who was quite upset that they didn't call Shaw for it. Meanwhile, Olsen's three dropped through, and now it's going to be... That's not a one-and-one. That's only the 15 foul.
Yeah, so chance for a 5 or 6 point trip down the court here with the three from Olsen falling in. From the corner, you don't often get that roll off the front of the rim.
Down low on the inbound, Meeker turnaround jumper. A little bit short. Rebound, Richard Johnson. Johnson at 6'4". Meeker's already put up 7 shots in this first quarter, and there's Nottingham with the answer at the other end. I've got him with 6 shots in the game, and he's already in double figures with 11. Sorry, he's got 9. 9 of the 11. We're down to 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Streaks by 11, 22-11. On the left side, Sammons feeds it into Shaw, skips it back out to Meeker, glances up at the clock, still 21 seconds to go. They'll try to hold it a little bit longer. Dribbling right along the half-court line, now back left through the mid-court circle, toward the near sideline below us with 10 seconds to go. Ethan to the top of the arc, down the right side, found an opening, takes it all the way with a baby hook, missed it, and then a foul on Cody Hawthorne flying down the lane, runs into Richard Johnson, and that is Cody's first. Stops the clock with 4.7 seconds to go, first quarter. And the Chargers will have to take it the length of the court.
Well, one of the few things we've done wrong in that quarter, that was not the shot we wanted there, an out-of-control shot and then crashing in and getting a silly foul with 4 seconds left. It was a bad last possession.
Inbounds, Nottingham just inside a half court, airballs the three, and that's the end of the first quarter with the streaks up 22-11. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkwear, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible on the corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
Need a little cash this winter? Win up to $500 if you're spotted wearing the new white WGIL button. Details at WGIL.com.
One quarter gone. Silver Streaks lead Champaign Centennial 22-11. As we start quarter number two, Chargers have the ball with Nottingham getting it back from the left side feed. He's up top. We'll run through some first quarter statistics here in just a moment. On the outside, Julian Hess forces his way down the right side of the lane. A basket drops through and a foul call on Kevontae Shaw. And a good start to the second quarter for Centennial, cutting the lead back under double digits to 9 and maybe 8 here, depending on the free throw.
Well, Centennial needed that because they were just standing around waiting for Nottingham to score, and he did plenty, but he would have had to score 50 or 60 tonight if they were going to stay in this game the way they were playing. So they get a three-point play and a little breathing room from another player, at least. Hess scores three, and the Streaks lead down to 8.
Nottingham 9 of their 11 in their first quarter. Now Shaw has the ball batted away, and then the loose ball. He steps back, picks it back up, avoids the turnover.
They're really lucky to get that one back.
Sammons, Hawthorne, Olsen, Ross, and Shaw to begin the second quarter on the floor for the Streaks. There's Devin all the way in for the right side. Just softly floats it in, up and in off the glass.
Anytime Devin goes to the basket, I'm excited. It's usually a good end result. It doesn't matter whether it's a side or down the lane. He usually finds a way to get some points.
He's so good at recognizing the opening and attacking it before it has a chance to close as the Streaks foul Nottingham going to the basket at the other end. Just underway second quarter, 24-14 Galesburg taking on a good Champaign Centennial team. 14 wins on the season. They have won 4 in a row coming in here. Of course, the Silver Streaks have won 13 in a row at 21-1.
Wow,
Nottingham misses the free throw.
Take a picture of that. That doesn't happen very often.
Shaw, with his second foul, sits down. Sammons also to the bench for the Streaks. Meeker back in, so is Thompson. So the starters are back on the floor for Galesburg. Just underway in the second quarter, Nottingham doesn't miss on the second one, and now he's in double figures with 10. 24-15, Galesburg by 9. Little full court pressure, but not very aggressive by Centennial. Streaks go over the top and break it easily. Ross leaves it off for Meeker on the left side, gives it back to Devin on the wing. He'll dribble it back out. Looking on the inside, feeds it to Thompson. Eric steps back, gets it up top to Olsen. Working his way right to left, back down to Eric. Got tied up with his man underneath the basket, and a hold called on Johnson. But Thompson sticking his booty out behind him, trying to clear some room under the basket. And they got tied up, kept going backwards, and the hold called on Johnson is his first 16 foul on Centennial.
I wondered if there was this wet spot on the floor because they both slid down as the ball was going beside them. You don't see that happen very
left
often.
Left corner, Olsen drains a three. Got it high up in the air with a nice arch, and he's got 7. Galesburg back up by a dozen now at 27-15. Moline down to normal Uhigh, 19-14 after one quarter. Thanks to Eric Hansen, our broadcast engineer downtown, helping keep us informed. Evan Ross rebounds a missed three-pointer at the other end by Davis. Meeker fakes right, drives left, finds an opening down the lane, then leaves it off for nobody. Turnover by the Streaks. Centennial nifty back behind the back pass. A block by Hawthorne and a rebound put back by Johnson. Down the right side of the lane, I think it was Hess who went behind the back through the lane. And good job by Cody to stay with it, but the rebound put back anyway by Centennial. Now Cody drives off to Ross with a floater in the lane, bats it back out to Eric Thompson, and now he spins right, goes in for the basket, and a reach-in foul called on Nottingham, who was not the defender, but when Eric faked his man out on the outside and turned and found himself wide open with a drive to the basket, it was all Nottingham could do just to stop Eric from getting the easy layup and maybe a dunk.
you know, I was looking around. It's a pretty good turnout here tonight. Good crowd. Like I said, it's a quiet crowd for whatever reason so far. But it reminded me, remember last year when we went down there, we thought they would be a big crowd for Centennial and Galesburg. Very disappointing. I think Galesburg had more fans there than Centennial. And some of the people from Champaign said unless they're playing Central, nobody shows up. Yeah. It was very odd to see a team that was so successful have so few people in the stands.
That was a Galesburg team that went down there undefeated at the time. Thompson makes one of two. Galesburg by 11 here. So we approach the 5.5-minute mark. Driving in from the left side. Nottingham lost a dribble on it. Picks it up. Spins inside of two men. And then he skips it back out. Now he falls down. Picks up. Still with it and gets it up top to Matt Davis. Fires a quick three. In and out. Rebound under the basket. Thompson blocks out. Allows Cody Hawthorne to chase down his fourth rebound. Streaks back quickly. Meeker cut off. Now reverses through the baseline. Out to Olsen. Another three is off the front of the rim. And the rebound batted away from Davis. Ross has it. Out to Meeker for three. Good. 31-17. Galesburg by 14. Out battling Champaign Centennial on the boards on that possession. Up top, Deontay Young. Driving in, Davis traveled with the ball. Tried to get around Ethan Meeker. Dribbled it off the floor. It bounced up really high on him, and he ended up carrying the ball way up above his head.
Well, Silver Streaks and playing well early tonight. The body language of Centennial, not very good right now. They look very unsure of themselves and like a team that knows it's got a long bus ride ahead. Silver Streaks with a chance to maybe really put some distance between themselves and the visitors from the East here in the last 4 minutes of this half.
Again, one of those statement kinds of games that the Streaks need for seeding purposes. Meeker short on a long three-pointer there. And the rebound, Nottingham under the basket, drives it into the front court for the Chargers, and Olsen gets there, cuts him off, still trying to go around him. Nottingham takes it right at Jarrett, initiates the contact, and he'll get two free throws with Olsen picking up his first.
Of course, you know, you look back over the Rock Island game last night, going back to the Quincy game, we were in this position there, a nice, comfortable double-digit lead, and then the last few minutes of the half let the other team get back into the ball game. Well, we'll see if we can change that here tonight with Centennial.
Nottingham makes the first. It's a 13-point Galesburg lead, now 12 as he makes the second, 31-19. Deontay Walker hits a three at the end of the first quarter, and UT has a 16-13 lead over Bettendorf after one. Normal Uhi and Moline halfway through the second quarter, with the Pioneers up on the Maroons by seven. Approaching the halfway mark of quarter number two here at Thiel Gym. Quick feed from Meeker down low to Thompson. Goes around his man. Right side over to Ross. Turnaround jumper in the lane. Missed it. Cody grabs the rebound and puts it up and in. Yeah, Cody with five rebounds already in this half. And the Streaks lead by 14. 33-19. And Cody really clutched that one out of the air when he went up for it. Here's Nottingham for three at the other end. Nope. Rebound Ross. Devin trying to get out with it after he's got six rebounds. Meeker measures the three, and it's a little bit short, and a push under the basket, I think, on Thompson. Or no, they called Centennial. Be Deontay Young, his first. And the Streaks will shoot a 1-1 here. There's 18 fouls. Streaks ought to be shooting a 1-1.
Now they figured it out.
There we go.
Thought you were going to have to yell at him there for a minute.
Well, and Eric went to the bench on a substitution, so he's got to come back in to shoot the free throws here. Hopefully free throws.
You know, I talked with Rob Strack on the air this morning, and that's something he might have done in his heyday from the broadcast booth. Hey, it's a 1-1!
First one up by Eric, and it's it.
Back, Rob's down there at the table.
Good job by Eric to regain his focus. He thought he was going to the bench to get a little breather, and nope, get back up and go back in there and shoot. I think that can be tough to do sometimes. Is to, you think you're going to get a little breather, and then you got to go, wait a minute, I got to shoot a free throw here. Like a relief pitcher in a ball game coming out and going to the bench and thinking he's done. Now we're going to put you back in for another inning. Wait a minute. Here's a miss at the other end. Hawthorne with his sixth rebound. He and Ross controlling the boards between them. Here's Cody with it now outside the free throw line. Back behind him to Olsen. Around to Hawthorne's screen left. Picks up his dribble. Back behind him to Ross. Galesburg with a 15-point lead.
Good.
Meeker in the lane, up with the right hand and in. He just created enough space for himself to get free for the shot. It's Galesburg nearly doubling up Centennial now, and Meeker with 13.
Nottingham's a good player, but he's going to score 20 just because he's taking so many shots. I mean, my goodness, he's shooting about every time down the court.
Forced a Champaign Centennial timeout. And again, we're seeing some of the issues defensively that I guess Tim Lavin was alluding with you in the pregame interview, Jim.
Yeah, yeah, they've given up 80 a few times, and I think they're obviously headed that way tonight. We've got 36 and still 3 minutes to go in the half, and you know, Coach Reynolds always says if we're going to score 70 or 80, we better win because his defense has been outstanding. You know, you think about Rock Island only had 44. Points last night. That's a good Rock Island team to hold down to 44. You know, the whole King tournament, I mean, there were teams. Maine South had 29 points, Dunlap 26.
Minooka was scored in the 30s.
Yeah, Rockford East 49. So these guys, Silver Streaks, if they can shoot a little, they're going to be in every game.
Well, I was thinking going in as Champaign Centennial comes out of that timeout with a turnaround jumper missed by Jordan Williams. Rebound by Olsen. Here come the Streaks. Trying to double them up now, up by 17. Going into that game last night, both Rock Island and Galesburg were holding their opponents to somewhere in the vicinity of 44, 45 points a game. Well, the Streaks continued to do that, but they scored 59 on Rocky. Inlet pass to Shaw on the left baseline. Cavante works his way in the lane, tries to feed it through the lane to the right corner, and out of the reach of Olsen, out of bounds.
Oh, it's funny because Jared just kind of froze over there. I think if he steps to his left, he could have got that. But
at least
the pass,
had a chance at it.
Yeah, but he whipped the pass so hard that the Jared just, I mean, it just seemed like his reflexes didn't even kick in that time. He just watched it go by. Maybe he just thought, I don't get in the way of that ball, I'll get hurt. I think it was whipping.
Memphis Nicholson in. Breather for Ethan Meeker. 2:20 to go first half. Up top, Dante Hemsavan into the game. Can knock down the three from outside, and the inlet drive by Deontay Young down the lane draws a double-team foul. We'll call that one on Cody. Second of the game on Hawthorne. Sixth team foul on the Streaks. Most of the Streaks fouls have been against Champaign Centennial shooting the ball, but a missed free throw by Young.
Hey, what I really love Champaign Centennial school colors, though. It's a dark navy blue, and then a light, almost Carolina blue and white trim. Really a nice look.
Stole that from my old school, the Olympia Spartans.
Oh, that's right.
Similar color scheme. Very similar. Down to 2:10 to go first half. 16-point lead. Here's Galesburg with the ball and the lead. Ross cut off in the lane. Right side over to Olsen. Tries to go to Shaw. Baseline drive up and in. Contact at the end of the play. No foul called either way. First basket for Cavante. He's got four in the game and an 18-point Galesburg lead.
This is Deontay Young over there. I thought he flopped a little bit trying to get the foul call, and the official said no.
Here's Young with it now, guarded by Ross on the outside. To the right wing it goes to Roberts Thomas, the sophomore, back in. Cavante from the backside just swiped it away. And there's another Centennial turnover. Not many in this game, but most of them have cost him. Shaw on the outside. Over to Olsen for three. Again, got that high arcing shot up. He's in double figures with 10. And the Streaks lead 41-20 with a minute 25 to go first half. Keep in mind, this Centennial team is a good one. Here's a block at the other end. Thompson goes out to get it. Now Nicholson knocks it loose. Centennial hangs on to it. On the right side, Young skips it over left to Williams. Now back up top it goes to James Williams, a junior, into the game at just 5'6". Here's Deontay Young with it on the outside. Now left it goes over to Roberts Thomas. Try to shake his defense on the outside. Streaks hang right with him. And now back into the midcourt circle on the dribble. Young to the free throw line. Cut off by Ross. He'll back it up. We're down to 50 seconds and counting to go in the first half. Crowd applauding the Galesburg defense here. Not giving up anything easy to Centennial. They give Williams room to shoot left side on the outside. Quick feed down low. Turnaround jumper is a miss by Roberts Thomas. Olsen with a rebound. Jared into the front court. Tries a shake and bake on the left side. Now out to Shaw on the elbow. Down to 30 seconds to go, and the Streaks win a hole for the last shot.
Very good job by Cavante. He could have let that thing fly and couldn't argue. He was wide open, but he realized the situation. 30 seconds left. Gave the head and shoulder fake. Kicked it back out to Devin, and we'll get the last shot of the half.
Yeah, even up 21, you might think, well, let's just try to build it right here. But nope, we're going to try to build it in the last shot of the half. Ross on the alley-oop. Ah, Thompson up, but he couldn't finish it off. Eric thought he got fouled. Here's Champaign Centennial driving at the other end. Streaks didn't get back defensively. Young took it all the way coast to coast after the rebound, and that makes it a 41-22 Galesburg lead at the half. It's still a good first half, especially defensively for the Silver Streaks, and they take a 19-point lead into the locker room. When we come back, we'll look at the first half statistics, talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff. It's Galesburg 41, Champaign Centennial 22 at the half. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs. Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930. By attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts.
Convenience and accommodations for the customer, that's the name of the game in business. Go to a grocery store. You'll find that out. You can get anything you want. Same way with the Ford dealer now.
For John Elder of Alexis, you might say this is the Ford store built just for him. John and his family are longtime customers of Yem Ford, and for good reason.
I'm sure in any business today, you need to cater to the customer, and this surely does. We've got 20 grandchildren, so we're on the road quite a bit. We'd like to be able to call in and get in as quickly as we can, and they've been very accommodating in that respect.
Shop Yem Ford and get into the new with 0% financing for 60 months, plus $2,000 in trade assistance cash on new 2015 Ford Focus, 2016 Fusion, and 2016 Escape.
If you give them a shot and come and meet them personally, you'll find that they're very accommodating and very easy to work with.
Shop Yem Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg.
The Ford store built just for you.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Good first half of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They lead Champaign Centennial by 19 here at the half. And if there were any concerns that the Streaks might come out with that emotional hangover after a 15-point win at longtime rival Rock Island last night. Well, Jim Lee, I can't say that I've seen any signs of it so far.
No, and I tell you what, as I was watching this second quarter unfold and the lead build and build, I was thinking about what you were talking about in the pregame and had talked with Mike about. He could motivate this team on a Saturday night game like this just with the fact that what you guys were discussing, the seed for the regional, and the lack of respect, at least seemingly over the years, for what goes on and over here. You know, I'm sure he's telling those guys, hey, there's still people over there who think you can't play. Mm-hmm. We need to make a statement. We need to come out and make a statement tonight against this Champaign. We don't need to just win, but make a statement. That's the way we're playing here tonight.
Yeah.
Champaign's just playing like it's another Saturday night game, and the Streaks are playing like they've got something to prove out here.
And leading by 19 as a result. And again, this is no pushover team. Champaign Centennial has won four straight coming in and 14-5 overall. So we haven't had a chance to compare everything for our stats. So, Jim, I guess we'll kind of do it as we go here. Our halftime numbers brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. And we start off with the team numbers.
Yeah, 55% from the field for Galesburg, 15 of 27.
Take that anytime.
Yep, no question. Centennial, 7 of 23, only a 30% clip for the Chargers, and most of those coming from one guy. Rebounds, yeah, I haven't seen 9, 10, 11. I've got us for 16.
And, yeah, it's 17.
Okay.
I had 8 that quarter.
If we're that close, I feel good about it. Let's see, I've got them for 7, 8, 9, 13.
I only had 12. Okay.
Okay. And turnovers, that doesn't take too long to count. Silver Streaks was 3,
mm-hmm.
and Centennial with 4. And
yep.
I think every one of theirs has been forced, poked away or stripped away. They haven't handled the ball poorly. It's just been Galesburg with some quick hands.
3-point shooting. Chargers just 1 of 7. Galesburg glad to be back home, shooting 6 of 11 from behind the arc. Free throw line, 5 of 7 for the Chargers. For the Streaks, 5 of 8. Galesburg leading 41-22. We'll take a break. Run through a couple scores from around the area, especially involving Big 6 teams. Give you the individual scoring when we come back and talk with Streaks assistant coach Ryan Hart, whose sophomores lost to Champaign Centennial tonight 52-42. Varsity up by 19 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It's absolutely ivory. A pearly orb, immaculate, lifting your spirit when you're spotted wearing one. It is the new white WGIL button. You could win up to $500. And wouldn't that be heavenly?
Pick up yours today at
Kehoe Eye Care in the 4L Plaza and at the customer service desk at OSF St. Mary Medical Center.
For details, visit WGIL.com.
Hotcakes and sausage for dinner. Looking forward to the treat. Thanks to the all-day breakfast menu with Mickey D's. Sausage McMuffin with egg sandwich. Can't beat the flavor or the taste. My favorite lunch with golden hash browns.
All day, every day. Hey, hey. All day, every day. Hey.
For good mornings, great afternoons, and even better evenings, dig into McDonald's all-day breakfast menu and savor the flavor of breakfast.
All day, every day. Hey.
McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Do you have a wind musician in the family? Check our calendar for info on rehearsals for the Western Illinois Wind Band. They begin Monday, February 2nd in Avon. The concert planned for March 15th. No auditions. Everybody's welcome to try. Check our calendar for the info at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved, invested, and connected to Galesburg.
It's a look at the WGIL forecast with mostly cloudy skies tonight. An overnight low of 19. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a high of 38. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and a low of 28. Monday, rain and snow might move in and a high of 39. They're likely. Chance of snow. Low of 26 Monday night. Tuesday and Wednesday, cloudy skies, high of 30. Right now, it's 27 and you're listening to 93.7 FM. And 1400 AM, this is WGIL.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball tonight as Illinois takes on Minnesota. Coverage begins immediately after the GHS boys.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
Here at the half at John Thiel Gymnasium, Galesburg 41, Champaign Centennial 22. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Loving this game the way things are going for the boys right now. For the girls, tough day. A 15-point win over Normal U-High, as you heard earlier today on WGIL with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. And then that tough, tough two-point loss to number two Morton, 59-57, later in the day. Also at the half, another Western Big Six boys basketball action. United Township leading Bettendorf by 9, 34-25. And again, Bettendorf, the only team that's beaten the Galesburg boys so far this season. That final game at the Iowa-Illinois shootout right before the holiday tournament. And it's Normal U-High over Moline at the half, 29-24. Here again, Galesburg leading Champaign Centennial by 19. Individual scoring in the first half. Well, after all that, I didn't even add everything up. I had everything else ready to go. Jim and I compared our numbers for the teams, and then I never did go back and add up all the individual scoring. So here we go for Champaign Centennial as the streaks come out to a round of applause coming out of the locker room, and a well-deserved round of applause after that very impressive first half. For the Chargers, Quinn Nottingham leads away, their leading scorer on the season with 12 of their 22 in the first half. Deontay Young and Julian Hess each with three. Richard Johnson and Jordan Williams each with two. For the Silver Streaks, Ethan Meeker leads the way with 13. Jared Olson in double figures with 10. Eric Thompson has six. Kevontae Shaw, Cody Hawthorne each with four. And Devin Ross with two. Our halftime interview with the coaches' staff brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Here's Jim Lee.
All right, Ryan, a pretty good half of basketball on a Saturday night. Some teams come out a little dead. You can't say that for Galesburg tonight.
Not tonight. I mean, sometimes we do, too. I mean, this is good. We're getting up and down real well. We're moving the ball real well, finding open guys, and we're very active on the offensive boards, too.
What can you do better?
Just keep playing. Do the same stuff. I mean, they do have 22 points. We could probably hold them down defensively a little bit.
Well, and I mean, really, they're kind of a one-man show right now, to be honest.
Yeah, 12's doing a really good job, and every kid that came over and sat on the bench says, man, he's way what he looks like on film, and he's taking it to us. But, I mean, we're doing a decent job guarding him, but he's still putting up some points.
It seems like we can do about anything we want to offensively right now.
Well, offensively, as long as we keep on spacing, moving the ball, and cutting hard, we're going to be fine.
All right, great. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Thanks, as always, to Ryan Hart joining us here at halftime. Let's throw a couple other scores your way before we get the third quarter started. Alleman with an 11-6 lead over Davenport West at the end of one quarter there. Geneseo lost to Sycamore tonight 67-40. We will see the Maple Leafs up at their place
in late February. In fact, that's the last regular season road game of the season for Galesburg when we get to that one later on. And there was one other score. Oh, yeah, Dunlap with a 27-23 lead over Canton at the half in that game. Of course, Dunlap, a team that the Silver Streaks have played twice this season, once in their King tournament and once at Taylorville over the holidays. Galesburg has the five starters on the floor. Here's a back door to Thompson, dribbles back, steps back, banks it up and in. They love to run that back door with a lob from up top. This time it was from Olsen, finding Thompson for his 6 point. Now Nottingham splits the defenders on the outside, behind the back with a left-hand dribble, works his way in, and banks it up and in with a left hand. Back to a 19-point lead just like that. Olsen fakes left, drives right baseline, left-hand shot comes up short, fights off two defenders, going for the rebound, and the loose ball finally picked up by Jordan Williams. Back come the Chargers, trying to show some energy and put a run on the Streaks. Nice feed in from the cutting Davis with a left hand up and in. It's 43-26. And now nearly stolen away. Loose ball picked back up by Ethan after the front court pass. Lob over to Olsen. Three-pointer, no. Weak side rebound by Deontay Young. This is playing into Centennial's hands. Here they come quickly. Feed down low, falling down. Jaden Roberts-Thomas, but that's because of a swipe foul by Eric Thompson. Oh, boy. Good thing you got up here when you did, Jim. We played a minute. There was a lot of action in this first 61 seconds.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good tribute to the Nottingham kid for the Streaks players going, he's even better than we thought he was. You know, they knew he was a 20-point scorer coming in, but he just finds a way to get himself open and hit shots.
On the right side, Deontay Young fakes, drives, pulls up from the left baseline, missed it. Four white jerseys there for the rebound. It's Thompson who gets it. Streaks lead by 17, trying to build that lead back up. They led by 21 just before halftime. 6:36, we're just underway in the third quarter. Here's Meeker. He'll step back for three.
Wow.
Swish.
I didn't think he would try and shoot that over the outstretched arm of Jaden Roberts-Thomas. He's 6'4 and long out there, and Meeker got it over him and down.
I don't know. From his body language, it just didn't look like he was really ready to get out there and defend. I mean, he wasn't that far away, but...
Yeah.
I mean, just his body posture just didn't look like he was really ready to go after Ethan. And Ethan didn't waste any time shooting it either. Nottingham spins off of Thompson, comes up short on the shot. Rebound deflected out to Ross. Devin, other direction, got bumped up, and a foul on the floor will be a push. Devin leads the Streaks with 7 rebounds. Hawthorne has 6 and a good first half. Again, Ross only 2 points, but there's so many other things he does that just don't show up in the scorebook a lot of times. As much as he runs this team, good to see him get some credit with all these rebounds tonight. Meeker has the ball batted away by Nottingham, picks it up, drives in baseline, tries to feed it out to Olsen, gets it to him on a deflection. Now back to Ethan, drives past Davis, feeds it through the lane to Ross, skips it back up top to Olsen. Champaign Centennial not giving up anything easy. This time Jarrett drives, too strong on a bounce pass over to Thompson, and an offensive foul called anyway as Olsen plows over the defender down low.
He's kind of felt a turnover coming there. We were baseline, throwing a lot of high-risk passes, and then we got it out high. And if Jarrett hadn't charged, I think we would have got probably a carrying or traveling call on Eric there. It was just bound to happen.
Forgot the Grace Western shootout's going on down in Abingdon today, isn't it?
Yep.
Forgot all about that. Boy, they got some good teams there again. Great tradition that started 15 years ago now, probably.
Yeah.
They really kept it up.
Maybe even a little more.
Driving in from the right side. Oh, hard foul. Deontay Young went in from the right. I think it was Ethan who got him from the backside. Kind of pulled him down a little bit. He hit him so hard on the top of the arm.
Did Jim Youngman get that going, or was it going before?
No, I think Youngman got it started.
Okay.
Of course, his son, big contributor at Peoria Emanuel right now as a junior after many, many travels.
Yeah. Seems to have settled in a home there and getting a lot of college looks, we're told.
Young misses both free throws. A good job by Roberts-Thomas, that is, to free himself up in the lane in a three-point basket. Knocked down by Nottingham, who's got 17 in the game now, 5 here in the third quarter, 46-29. Still a 17-point Galesburg lead. Chargers going to need a lot more of that to get back into this game with under 5 minutes to go third quarter. Ross on the elbow. Quick feed to a wide-open Hawthorne down low. He waited just a little bit too long, and the defense was able to get on top of him, made him miss.
Well, he galloped across the lane when he could have just turned around and shot it.
Then he rebounds the miss by Nottingham at the other end. Cody got up high for his seventh board. Meeker across midcourt, down the right side of the lane. Tit for tat as it poked away, but it goes right to Devin Ross, who puts it up and in for the low block.
That kind of night for us, I guess. You make your breaks, but look what I found. And ball poked away. Here's Ross just standing there on the baseline, dropped it in.
Ethan does that so well defensively to other teams. Somebody did it to him that time, and the ball still went right to the streaks for an open jumper. Ross knocked it down. He's got four. Six. Gelsberg has 19. A 19-point lead halfway through the third quarter. Left corner, Davis, covered up by Olsen, feeds it down the lane. Nice look, but unable to finish is Roberts Thomas, and then the streaks can't rebound. Centennial gets it back. Davis misses from the low blocks, and Cody gets the rebound. Two high-percentage shots. Centennial couldn't finish either one. Now to the left side, Meeker. Measures a long three, and that one's way short off the front iron. Rebound chased down by Nottingham on the run. Drives the other direction, and he makes him pay. Oh, the shot rolls off. Rebound batted around. Nottingham gets it back. Leans into Thompson and gets two free throws.
Well, I guess you live by the sword and die by the sword, but 3:33 to go in the third quarter. You're up 19, and, boy, that was probably not the best shot selection by me. I love what Ethan does most of the time, but he was way out there. And when you're that far ahead, I'm not sure that was probably the best shot to take.
Nottingham with the free throw. He's up to 18 in the game now. 18 of the Chargers, 30. I guess that kind of fits in with what he's been doing throughout the season, averaging just under 21 coming into this one.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes you wonder how they've won 14 games. But, you know, we've had times where we've gone on the road over the years, too, on a Saturday night and laid an egg, and I'm sure the people were going, well, who are these guys playing?
Yep, right. After two made free throws by Nottingham, gives him 19 on the game. Streaks lead 48-31, 3:20 to go third quarter. Olsen on the left side and a push from the backside. Nottingham tried to work around the screen. Got a little grab on Meeker from the backside. Third foul on Nottingham. Second team foul on the Chargers here in the third quarter.
And one night in particular back in 96-97, the guy down below us, Joey Range, didn't make a trip over to Washington. We had a great record and they just blew our doors off. They beat us up and sent us home without our lunch. I mean, they beat us on the scoreboard, and it was a rough game.
And that was a Washington team that the program at that time isn't nearly what it is right now. Here's a feed down low, and Hawthorne gets mugged. He'll get two free throws.
But, I mean, they dominated us from start to finish.
Yeah,
I'm sure the folks over there were thinking, well, what's Gelsberg all about? But without Joey in the lineup, we just didn't have any starts that night and had no answer.
Streaks went 21-6 that year. Three of those losses were to Moline, but that one to Washington was probably the worst one of the year.
Yeah.
Kevontae Shaw at the other end misses the first free throw. 48-31. Gelsberg with a 17-point lead. 3:02 to go third quarter. Eric Hansen at the downtown studios letting us know U-High's lead over Moline is down to one. Very early in the third quarter, it's 31-30, the Maroons trail.
Moline's going to get tired of losing those close games in a hurry. They're playing people tough, but they just come up short more times than not.
In fact, that was Jeff Schimmel's comment to the Moline Dispatch. I was reading that article in the paper after they lost to Quincy down at one, almost exactly those words. He told the media afterwards, I've run out of 1 and 2 point loss speeches to give the guys in the locker room. That was a tough one for them on the road last night.
Sure was.
So after the, first Charger turnover here in the third quarter?
Yep.
Five for the game. Darius Salmon's back in for the streaks. He's at the point right now. Here comes the trap. He gets it away to Meeker, and now the streaks have numbers into the front court. Ethan weaves through the lane, leaves it off to Ross, gives it right back to Meeker on the right elbow, and he'll back up. 2:35 to go third quarter. Thompson and Shaw also on the floor. Ethan loses his man through the lane, over to Salmons, right back to Ethan on the give and go for three. Got it.
Yep.
That's more in rhythm on that
offense.
One.
Yep. Exactly the way that thing was meant to work.
And now Meeker matches Nottingham with 19 points. 2:15 to go third quarter, and the streaks back up 21, matching their biggest lead of the night. Roberts Thomas on the right side, now spinning in the lane, and another travel call. This time it's James Williams, tried to spin just outside the right side of the lane, losing his man. and took too many steps.
Well, and I don't think Centennial really would probably ever beat us because they don't have anybody that can really take Meeker and slow him down. I mean, he's just going everywhere he wants to go on the court.
Including right down the lane on that one. He got a right arm out, fending off Nottingham defensively the whole way, and then he pulled up from just about 5 feet away and drained it.
I mean, he's just running back and forth through the lane, baseline, free and easy with his dribble, and nobody's stopping him.
Nottingham gets tied up by Sammons in the lane before the held ball called. Now he has it back up top, shoots at the free throw line, but a foul on the floor against Sammons will be the first on Darius. Talking about Nottingham, I sent you a text earlier today just kind of filling you in on what had happened with Centennial last night, what Nottingham had done, and there you go, Jim. That's exactly what you were calling. I said, we'll put Sammons on him and make it miserable for him.
And Shaw, yep.
It's Ross right now. Ross has been doing most of the defending, but it's Sammons as he came in and nearly steals one away on a save on the baseline. Got up, batted it twice, but Centennial hangs on to it. Olsen on the outside as Young dribbles it all the way back into the midcourt circle. Now to the left side it goes to Julian Hess, guarded by Thompson. Through the lane, Nottingham drives into a double team and gets fouled. Back to the free throw line, he'll go. UT has opened up a 17-point lead over Bettendorf now, 44-27.
Now, Nottingham, like you said, pulling himself off the floor. I think that scenario has played out a lot this year with as many free throws as he gets. He just goes in there and takes his pounding and gets to the line and dishes it back because he makes a lot of free throws.
Again, just under 81% on the season. He's made 8 of 9 tonight, now 9 of 10. We talked earlier how he made 10 of 10 against the Streaks last year on a road game back in December of that season. And so he's got over 100 free throws made now this season.
Yeah, well, he was keeping his team in that game that night, and a night when field goals were hard to come by.
By comparison, Jared Olsen has more free throws made than anyone on the Silver Streaks team. He's got 58. Nottingham has made over 100. In fact, Meeker has shot 72 free throw attempts, Thompson 77. So the Streaks don't even have anyone even close to attempting 100 free throws. As Olsen drives in from the right baseline, gets it up and in with a left hand.
Yeah, it literally doesn't matter what Centennial does right offensively now until they play some defense.
Nottingham drives, contact, no foul. Memphis Nicholson with a rebound and then double team. Tries to pass it away and a reach-in foul called. And that's the fourth of the game on Nottingham. Can't afford to have him go to the bench. Tim Lavin shows no signs of taking Nottingham out of the game with 53 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Well, does
weekend,
that change his game at all either, though? I mean, I don't he doesn't seem like the kind of kid who's going to stop being aggressive.
Well, no, if he does, then it's curtains for Centennial. Well, it's already is, but he's all they got right now, really.
In fact, only Matt Davis, with 2 points in the third quarter, has scored other than Nottingham here in the second half. Shaw leaves it off for Ross, curls around, right-hand floater in the lane, soft off the back iron, and just drops right through the cylinder.
Well, and Nottingham proof that you can't judge a book by its cover, because if you looked at those guys that they got on the court, and you'd say, who's the least likely to be the star scorer? You'd say, well, Nottingham.
Physically, anyway. Yeah. Here's a jumper, and they get someone else. Jaden Roberts-Thomas hits a three from the wing. That's his first basket of the game. 58-36. Ross into the front court with 6 seconds to go. Olsen spins through a double team, called for traveling.
That was going to be a dunk, too. He was feeding Eric, who was flying
was
in and ready to pound that thing down.
Isn't that only the second turnover of the Streaks in the second half?
Yep.
So 4 seconds to go. Centennial gets it inbound. Nottingham drives it across midcourt, works his way to the top of the arc. Really still can't get off a very good shot. End of the third. Gillsburg by 22, 58-36. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. and by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible on the corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Another solid quarter for the Silver Streaks. They outscore the Chargers 17-14 in quarter number three, and now have opened up a 22-point lead. Chargers have the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Quinn Nottingham, their leading scorer, with 21, playing with four fouls. On the inlet pass inside, Hess is cut off by a double team, so he has to get it back out. Up top it goes. Here's a three-pointer on the way for Young. Nope. Rebound into the hands of Olsen, and then Hawthorne going after it, batted it out away from him, but then Nottingham couldn't control the loose ball along the baseline, and the Streaks get it back anyway.
Silver Streaks shooting 22 of 38 from the field through that third quarter. Centennial was just 4 of 12. They're 11 of 35. Galesburg a few more rebounds. Turnovers not really a factor for either team.
6 and 5, right?
Yep.
Just 11 total between the two. And again, part of that, despite the good defense, an indication of two good teams going at it and doing a good job handling the ball. Here's Olsen driving in left side over to Memphis Nicholson on the outside. Back up top to Meeker. Around a Thompson screen. Jumper in the lane. Flips it up with the right hand. Missed it. Hawthorne rebound put back. Blocked from behind. Cody again with it up. That one won't go. Thompson with a handle on it. Bats it out to Olsen. Draws contact in the lane. Rejected out of bounds, but a foul. All right, now I got to remember all that.
Our shooting percentage just went down the flusher right there in one trip down the court. But they kept it alive.
Meanwhile, I got Cody with 10 rebounds in the game now after that.
Let's see. Cody missed two attempts in there.
Ethan missed the first one.
Yeah, point blank range. That's not one he misses very often.
And then Olsen got fouled on what would have been the fourth attempt, okay. And his first free throw is good. 59-36. The foul on Jordan Williams is his third. Second one by Jarrett off the back iron. And Cody probably got away with an over the back, and now Thompson pushing Julian Hess with the rebound out of bounds as Thompson aggressively went after it. But that's only the third of the game.
That's his third.
And, yep, that does put Centennial in the bonus, so we'll walk it the other direction.
It would be a real long ride back to Champaign for the Chargers after this one.
Again, a team and a program not accustomed to losing.
But I can sure see that, you know, what when they talk about the inexperienced, Nottingham the only guy back that with any appreciable playing time, and it looks exactly like that out here tonight. They've got some guys that look like they'll be good athletes, but just completely overwhelmed.
First free throw by Julian Hess off the back iron. Cody Hawthorne, 11 rebounds tonight. After getting 8 in the fourth quarter alone in the win over Rock Island last night. 59-36 Galesburg, under 7 to play for the game. Nicholson fires it down low. Meeker turn around up and in with a low block shot. 61-36. Meeker with 23 in the game now. Coming off 25 at Rock Island last night. 27 against Peoria on Monday. He's having a week. Here's a missed three. Rebound free in the lane. Batted away from behind. Nicholson has it. Feeds it over to Meeker up and in. Good transition basket by the Streaks. They're continuing to push it up. 28 now with 6.5 to play.
Yeah, I think Champaign will go back with a pretty good understanding why Meeker's the third all-time leading scorer for Galesburg, because he has done it in a lot of ways tonight.
25 tonight as Nottingham drives into the lane and draws a foul. He'll get two more free throws as he tries to keep up with Meeker scoring-wise. Third foul of the game on Olsen. Wasn't sure out of those three white jerseys who the officials were going to pick. So Nottingham with 21 of the Centennial 36 points tonight. 9 of 10 from the free throw line. Now 10 of 11.
I looked up and I still kind of had tournament mode on my mind, and I'm thinking, my gosh, we could almost continuous clock this thing. Where Nottingham's going to make another free throw here probably. But we were edging up toward a 30-point lead there. Who would have ever dreamed that coming into this one tonight?
Yeah. But we won't go continuous clock since it's not a tournament game.
Nope.
Don't want to lead people to think that. Here's Hawthorne. Tries the dunk. Hard off the back iron. He's going to get called for a technical for hanging on the rim after the miss.
Well, he was really going to pound that thing.
Yeah, he was going hard at the basket, wasn't he?
Well, the official's going to talk this over now.
I think the official who called the technical wants to talk with the others and make sure that he wasn't you know, trying to protect himself or anyone else down below him, and the officials are confirming that there really wasn't anybody in the neighborhood. So Cody with a technical foul. First time we've seen that all season, and Nottingham misses the free throw. So we've seen the streaks. Was it two out of three games or back-to-back games got called for a technical for having too many men on the floor?
Mm-hmm.
And now for the first time this season, we see a technical called for hanging on the rim. Nottingham makes the second.
We saw Nottingham miss two free throws tonight. There are probably not many games where he misses two in one night.
But he's also made 12. So for a guy who's about 81% from the line on the season, I guess
average.
He's right where he needs to be. Down the right side, Nottingham to the basket, short arms it. Eric Thompson with the rebound. We're talking about Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game candidates. There might be one as Meeker takes it in from the right side. He's made three straight shots for the Streaks, who are up by 27. Back the other direction, Davis to the baseline, up and in with the right hand. 65-40. Meeker in the game with 27. Four short of his career high. He's in the lane. And now the Streaks get it to the outside, and he has it back at the volleyball line. 5.5 minutes to play. Galesburg by 24. Down the lane, somebody reached in, stole it away. Just the sixth Galesburg turnover. Nottingham, other direction. Olsen tries to draw the charge. It'll be the blocking foul instead, his fourth. I think that was the right call.
Yep, me too. He just, good idea, just a little late getting there. Devin Ross going to come back in, I would assume, replacing Olsen. Taking a long time to get this worked out at the scorer's table. I guess they got a wet spot underneath the basket. They're working on that.
All right, to the free throw line. Who else? Quinn Nottingham. First one up and in. He's already shot five free throws in this quarter alone.
TJ Pendleton will see his first action of the night. He replaces Cody Hawthorne, who I would imagine is done for the evening.
With 11 rebounds, another Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game candidate. Nottingham makes the second. 5, 9, 12, 14 out of 16 from the free throw line for Quinn Nottingham. 65-43 Galesburg, 5:15 to play. Meeker into the front court, double teamed into the left corner, Thompson. Ross is down on the floor, ball batted out of bounds as Thompson tries to feed it back behind him. Devin slow to get up, holding his knees. Favoring a left leg a little bit, I think. Officials making sure Devin's okay. He's going to stay on the floor. Up by 22. Take a break, Devin. It's okay. You're allowed to come out of the game. He's got it now in the backcourt. Into the front court, right side over to Nicholson on the wing. Up top, Thompson. Left side, Ross. Quick feed down low, TJ. Turn around with the right hand. Missed a shot. That's a rarity.
It is.
Jordan Williams with a rebound. Left side, Nottingham drives into a double team, cut off by Pendleton. Back up top, it goes to Hess. Pull-up jumper, free throw line, short. Rebound, free on the floor. Ross fends off his man, can't handle it. Hess steals it back, takes it all the way for the layup. I did not give a turnover on that, did you?
I did not, no.
Okay.
I just gave him a rebound. Yeah, you mentioned a rarity. Pendleton missing a shot. He was shooting 84%. That's right, 84% coming into the game. 21 of 25.
Take him out, slacker. 20-point Galesburg lead, 4:20 to go. Streaks are going to start. Oh, nope. Olsen's coming back in. So Mike Reynolds not ready to pull the starters just yet. Nicholson on the left wing. Top of the arc, Meeker. Guarded by Nottingham. Down the left side, Meeker forces it up. Off the back rim, but he's fouled. And I think Nottingham's out of the game.
And, yep, he's headed to the bench. You know, I would guess, we don't have stats for the whole state, but of players coming into tonight that have had at least 25 field goal attempts, I would guess T.J. Pendleton has the best percentage in the state. I can't say that definitively, but
yeah,
that's pretty rare.
It's got to be way up
that
there.
Many attempts to be shooting 84%. Now, again, most of them are right under the basket, but there's a lot of guys that can't make shots right under the basket.
Nottingham fouls out, 26, but that's not even the game high. Because the guy at the line, Meeker, just knocked down his 28th point with the first free throw. Been fun to watch those two tonight from an offensive standpoint. Meeker's defense has not let up at all either. Second free throw, perfect. 29, matching his season high. His career high is 31. And Galesburg leads by 22 with under 4 minutes to go. Hess up top. Tyrese Williams, a 6'1 junior in for Champaign Centennial. Dante Hemsavon fires a three off the mark. Devin Ross with a rebound. 8 rebounds in the game for Devin. Leads the break. Left side. Olsen measures the three.
Why that?
6.5, 16 for the game for Jared Olsen. It's 70-45. Left side jumper, Davis, off the back rim. Rebound, Olsen on the weak side. Here come the streaks on the run. Olsen, free throw line, out to Meeker for a career high. He's got it! 32 in the night for Ethan Meeker. One better than his career high, which he got against Rockford East last season.
Well, there might be some teams say, well, I'm not sure Galesburg's as good as their record. I don't think Champaign Centennial's going to be one of those that leaves here going, ah, those guys aren't that good. All they're going to remember is balls flying through the net on them. And so bad night for the Chargers all the way around.
Fourth foul on Eric Thompson here at this end. Sends Julian Hess back to the line. A 28-point Galesburg lead as Hess knocks down the first free throw. Meeker's going to the bench with a nice round of applause from a decent crowd here on a Saturday night. Eric Thompson also out. Meeker, again, a career-high 32 tonight against a team that's won 14 games this season. Not bad at all.
I think I would pretty well go with my day's out-of-body crunch time with Mr. Meeker tonight.
He could have had it last night, too.
Yeah. Well, a lot of nights. I mean, he's obvious. Yeah. He's a star. There's no question. I mean, he just flowed so easy out there. Everything he did was just, except for maybe a couple of way long shots, everything else was just fantastic.
He's 18 points short of 1,600 for his career now. Third all-time leading scorer, as you mentioned earlier, Jim. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. DeAndre Morin in with Pendleton. Kevontae Shaw back in. Ross and Olsen still on the floor for the streaks. Shaw on the outside.
Content to work a little clock, which doesn't happen very often with us. We'll take a shot if we get it, but we're not in any hurry.
Quick feed down low. Good look to DeAndre Morin, who gets fouled on the basket. And DeAndre's in the scoring book with a chance at a three-point play. Moline continues to battle with Normal U-High. Pioneers lead the Maroons by 2 as that game starts to wind down. 50-48, 2 minutes left in the game.
Olsen and Ross will sit down to a good hand by the crowd.
Mark Harden in along with Jacob Ross. So all five starters are done for the game with the streaks up 28. Morin at the free throw line. Hadn't shot many this year, and that one's off the back iron. Parker Evans in for Champaign Centennial with a rebound. 75-47 Galesburg. Left side Davis. Up top Tyrese Williams. Now over to Hess. To the outside Davis. He'll let the three fly. Got it. 5 in the quarter for Davis. 7 for the game, all in the second half. And Champaign Centennial has hit the 50-point mark with just over 2 minutes to go in the game. Between the circles, Shaw. Works his way right. Bounce pass. Good feed to TJ. And a nice job for TJ to collect it and lay it up and in. That was a tough pass.
Yeah, and it was a Shaw. He really had to thread the needle to get that in the right spot. And then TJ to finish. Well done both ends.
Down the right side, other end. Tyrese Williams in for the basket for Champaign Centennial. 77-52. And we really got an up and down game going now with a minute 40 to play. Harden into the front court. Morin on the right side for Galesburg. He'll dribble it left toward the top of the circle. Leave him wide open. Now over to Kevontae. 2 more subs ready to come in for the streaks. Feed down low to TJ. Reverse layup. Rolls around and drops through. Got to keep that percentage up, TJ. Let his heart skip a beat the way that one circled around.
Well, that's a move I hadn't seen from him yet. Going up and under the basket and finishing off with a timeout on the court.
By Mike Reynolds. And really just to get the two players at the bench into the game, at the scoring table, into the game.
Okay.
Jacob Carl with his first varsity action. He's been dressing with the Silver Streak since the beginning of the year, but he could not play in the King tournament because of the minutes and the games he's playing at the sophomore level. So Jacob, wearing number 42, gets in along with Jalen Stanley. Down the right side, again, jumper by Tyrese Williams. Foul on the floor. They're going to count the basket, and he's got a chance at a three-point play. Foul on Morin. 79-54, minute 17 to go here. UT will defeat Bettendorf. 3 minutes to go. Panthers up by 17. And the short free throw, Jacob Ross with a rebound.
So does that make UT a huge favorite over us on Friday night?
They're 18-4 now. Harden has the ball knocked away, surrounded by three players. Sam Payne Centennial comes out with it, leaving it off for Davis on a good feed down the lane on a two-on-one. 79-56. And another bad pass stolen away by Davis. Good anticipation. Leads in with a left hand, fouled by Ross, and Davis will get two free throws.
They're scoring every time down the court right now.
Back-to-back turnovers by the Streaks. Going to be another one of those rare games where Galesburg's going to end up having more turnovers than the opposition. I don't have Centennial with a single turnover in this quarter.
Nope. Still just six for the game.
Davis, another good free throw shooter. We've talked all night about how good Quinn Nottingham is. Davis is also at 80% on the season. And a little 7-2 run here by Centennial. Make it 8-2 with 9 in the quarter for Matt Davis, 11 in the game now. 79-59. 20-point Galesburg lead, 45 seconds to play. DeAndre, right corner, quick three by Stanley. Let that one go. Jacob Carl with the offensive rebound put back.
Gets us over the 80-point mark, and I think we deserve it tonight the way we played offense.
Quick jumper other end is short, and there's Carl with a rebound. Jacob having an impact into this game. Two rebounds. Stanley at the other end leaves it off for Jacob. Up, short arms it, gets the zone rebound under the basket, tries to feed it back, and it's deflected to DeAndre Morin, who fires a three. Short rebound, chased down, and Davis gets to it. Outlet pass to Hemsavan with a layup, and down to 13 seconds to go. 81-61. Harden has it poked away from behind. Centennial gets it back. A three by Davis. Off the rim. Rebound. Saved under the basket. I thought Tyrese Williams was out of bounds. It doesn't matter. 81-61. Galesburg 22-1 as the Streaks win for the 14th consecutive time. Champaign Centennial's four-game win streak is over as they drop to 14-6. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, by Arby's on North Henderson Street, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Hi, this is Al Hayden. Listen for me Saturday mornings at 6:15 on Bass Pro Shops Outdoor Report here on WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it 81-60 over Champaign Centennial. Crowd heading out. Got entertained here tonight. And the Silver Streaks go to, again, 22-1 on the season. Team comes in averaging just under 65 points a game. They score 81 here tonight. I'm going to make sure I have my numbers right. Yeah, 14 consecutive wins for the Silver Streaks. So let's go ahead and announce our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. I'm with you, Jim, so we'll make this one unanimous.
Yeah,
pretty easy choice.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, we had, again, a number of guys. It's a team ball game that did good things tonight. But Ethan Meeker, they're crunch time, there wasn't one. I mean, we started out comfortably ahead and just built the lead throughout the game pretty much. And as we said, Meeker just... he did whatever he wanted tonight, and that was score 32 points, career high. I don't know how we could not give it to him tonight.
So the Streaks win it by 21, and they led by 11 at the end of one. Jim talks about steadily building the lead. It was 11 at the end of one, 19 at halftime, 22 going into the third quarter, and the Streaks won it by 21. Take a break here on the post game. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the final stats. We'll talk it over with, I imagine, Mike Reynolds will be out pretty quickly. We want to be ready for him when he comes out. And we'll run through all the final numbers as well. As part of our post game show here from John Thiel Gymnasium, you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. And by Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Looking for a 2016 New Year's resolution that will improve your life and still be fun? I got you covered. I'm America's digital pro, Kim Commando. Stay up to date on everything digital. Get the latest digital tips to save you money and be more productive. Digital news you can use to help you at work and home, and even protect your security and privacy. It's the Kim Commando Show. You'll find it right here this weekend.
Kim Commando, Sunday mornings at 9 until noon on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs. Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930. By attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. And by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts.
WGIL, proudly connected to Galesburg.
Coming up on Friday, February 19th, the 68th Annual Pancake Festival from the Galesburg Noon Lions. As usual, two servings during the day, 11 to 1, and again 5 to 7 at First United Methodist Church at Ferris and Kellogg. Tickets are $5. Check our calendar at WGIL.com for more information.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
It's a look at the WGIL forecast, becoming mostly cloudy, and an overnight low of 19. Cloudy skies and 38 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, low 28 tomorrow night. And Monday, expect maybe some rain and snow. High of 39, chance of snow, low 26 on Monday night. And Tuesday and Wednesday, cloudy, high 30. Right now it's 23, and you're listening to 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Big win for the Silver Streaks tonight. In fact, as I look back at my running score, Jim, I forgot Galesburg scored the first 8 points of the game. So they led from start to finish in this one.
Yeah.
Really impressive performance against a good team.
Yeah, crunch time was the jump ball, which we won.
Barely.
Yeah, right.
If you remember. And Roberts Thomas kid really went after that, thinking layup right off the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Had to fight him off for that. Gosh, I had Cody Hawthorne with 11 rebounds. I mean, we gave Ethan our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game because of his career-high 32 tonight. But Hawthorne in double figures with 11 rebounds. Devin Ross had 8 rebounds. You know, the numbers were big offensively between Meeker and then 16 for Olsen. But, I mean, it just looked like such a team game here tonight. It was really a pleasure to watch.
Yeah, it sure was.
Made a good team look not very good.
Yeah, coming into this weekend, I said, you know, if we don't play well, we could drop two games.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously we got it done last night up at Rock Island, and with no idea that we would handle these guys like this here tonight.
All right, Coach Mike Reynolds joining us now, so let's find out what his thoughts are. I think he's got to be feeling really good after these two games here this weekend. Jim, let's find out what Coach Reynolds has to say.
All right, Mike, congratulations on an outstanding weekend of basketball capped on a Saturday night here where many times you worry about how the intensity will be, performance. No worries tonight. These guys seem like they were playing on a mission.
Yeah, I mean, wow. We played extremely well and extremely hard, and I thought our guys continued to fight and continued to play. And certainly, you know, Nottingham's a really good player, but we were able to shut everybody else down, and we made life tough for him. I thought he got, you know, we ran him through every screen imaginable, and I thought our guys played really well.
Sounds like he really earned your kids' respect tonight, too. Not that they don't remember him from last year, but he's really come along.
Yeah, he's really good. He's a scholarship, I'm sure, guard somewhere, and And I thought our guys were up to the challenge and played well. And he draws a lot of contact, so he gets a lot of free throws. But I thought our guys never made any outrageous errors against him. And he took the bulk of their shots, which was okay with us.
81 points tonight, 31 field goals. Ethan Meeker, a career-high 32. And it just seemed like he could do anything he wanted tonight. I mean, he was just running back and forth across the court, in the lane, out. They really had nobody to match up with him.
No, and a lot of teams don't. You know, I mean, I thought, you know, that's I think what makes him so special is that, you know, he can play point, he can play off guard, he defensively. Last night you saw him, you know, do a nice job defensively. He can do a little bit of everything. I thought our guys were really good and did a nice job of setting him up and sharing the ball. I thought Devin and Jarrett and Cavante and Meeker, you know, threw some nice passes and Meeker was a recipient of a lot of them.
How key do you think the 8-0 run to start this game was to really set the tone here?
Well, it helps. It certainly helps. You know, they come in here, they come on a long bus ride, and they're pretty good. They've been on a little winning streak here, and I think we're pretty good. And it was a good matchup, and it was nice to come out with a hot start.
Their coach was concerned about their defense. He said there have been times this year where they weren't as intense as they needed to be. He said if we don't have it tonight, could be a long night. That was prophetic. They really didn't seem to be able to stop you in anything you wanted to do.
No, I thought offensively we were really good. And when you make shots and you're able to penetrate and do some different things, you've really got a good chance. And I thought our guys were just really good. And I don't know how else to explain it. You know, we moved the ball well, and I thought guys shot when they should have shot. I thought, you know, I counted one bad shot, and I counted one bad no shot. I thought we should have shot one that we didn't shoot. So that's pretty good. You go through a whole game.
Coming off last weekend, the big win over Quincy on Friday, the two games on Saturday, the two games on Monday, and then coming into this weekend with these two games like we had, how much do you think last weekend helped us get ready for this weekend?
A lot, because I think you keep playing good teams, you just got to keep continue to raise your level and raise your level, and we've seen that time after time, you know, and we played another quality opponent tonight, and our level raised even higher tonight and than it even did last night. So, you know, hopefully next weekend, we know we got another tough two games, and hopefully we continue to improve and our level goes up even a little more.
You may need up Friday night because UT took Bettendorf to the woodshed tonight, so they're getting better.
Yeah, we're going to show up. We'll be okay. We'll be good, too.
I don't know if your parents will, though. I think they're headed back to Florida. Is that right?
Yeah, they're on their travels back to Florida tomorrow. So they were good luck this year. You know, last year they came and everything fell apart, but they were good luck. So they've seen all our wins and no defeats this year. So they're still on our good side.
All right. Not many more superlatives we can throw out for this one tonight. We'll talk to you on Friday. Have a good week.
All right. Thank you.
81-60 the final. Streaks defeat a good Champaign Centennial team here tonight. We'll take a break on the post game. We'll run through all the final numbers statistically and close things out from John Thiel Gym as the Streaks win their 14th consecutive. They're 22-1 now and looking to maybe move up a little bit more in the rankings coming in this weekend at number 7. And two good wins will catch some attention across the state, I'm sure. Take another break. Post game show continues from John Thiel Gym on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. and by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible on the corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. New to our lineup, the 2016 Nissan Titan full-size pickup featuring the powerful Cummins V8 diesel engine. Towing capacity of a three-quarter ton with half-ton comfort and features never before offered on a full-size truck. Check it out now at Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Well, pretty good night here. Pretty good weekend for the Galesburg Silver Streaks boys basketball team. Put up 81 points tonight. Did it before we got to the 8 o'clock hour. That's pretty sweet.
How about that?
Yeah. Still a few minutes short of that, aren't we?
Yep.
All right. Shall we run through our post-game statistics? Brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
All right. Let's mow down these. The only miserable thing will be the bus ride home for Champaign Centennial after that 21-point setback to the Silver Streaks, who shot it pretty well. 31 of 55, 57% for Galesburg tonight. Centennial was 17 of 49, 35%. Rebounding edge to the Silver Streaks, they pulled down 35 boards tonight to 26 for the Chargers. And the turnover count for a game that was up and down as much as this was really low. Galesburg had 9, only 6 turnovers for Champaign Centennial. Pretty good ball handling, and Galesburg didn't, from the get-go, did not really need to apply any full-court pressure. So that probably kept the Centennial turnover count down a little bit. But by and large, their guards do a good job handling the ball. So That's where we were.
All right. My numbers. Three-point shooting. Chargers 4 of 14. Silver Streaks, how about 10 of 18 from behind the arc tonight?
Nice.
55%. Free throw shooting. Chargers 18 of 24. So they outshot the Streaks there. Galesburg just 9 of 14. Of the 18 of 24, 14 of 16 for Quinn Nottingham alone. So you take him out of the equation, it all ends up pretty even. Individual scoring, Nottingham led the Chargers with 26 tonight, but he wasn't even the high in the game. Matt Davis had 11, 9 of those in the fourth quarter, especially after Nottingham fouled out. Julian Hess off the bench had 7. Tyrese Williams late had 4. Jaden Roberts-Thomas and Deontay Young each with 3. Richard Johnson, Dante Hemsavan, and Jordan Williams each finished with 2. For the Silver Streaks, a career-high Ethan Meeker, 32 points for Ethan Meeker, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. He was 6 of 10 from three-point range, 12 of 21 overall, and made both of his free throws. Ethan's got to work on something, though. He only had 1 rebound tonight, so I'm sure the coach can get all over him about that. Jared Olson was 16 tonight on 5 of 8 shooting, including 4 three-pointers. Nobody else in double figures, but Devin Ross had 8 and 8 rebounds. Eric Thompson had 8. Kevontae Shaw off the bench with 5. TJ Pendleton, Cody Hawthorne each with 4, and Cody finished with 11 rebounds tonight after 9 last night. Jacob Carl got his first varsity points late in the game, including 3 rebounds for Jacob in, what, a minute of play, maybe? DeAndre Morin had 2. And did I miss somebody? No, I think that's it. Jalen Stanley, Darius Sammons, Memphis Nicholson, Jacob Ross, and Mark Harden did not score for the Streaks tonight, who go to 22-1 after their 14th straight win. Champaign Centennial drops to 14-6, snapping their 4-game win streak. So again, Jim, you mentioned UT in town next Friday night. It'll be a good one. Better be ready to play again.
Oh, yeah, it was a great weekend with Alton then on the shootout on Saturday night. And on top of that, they're both right here at John Thiel Gym.
Yeah.
All we got to do is throw on our coat and leave, and everything's set up and ready to go for us for another great weekend of basketball starting Friday.
I hope y'all can be with us for that. Quincy is now underway. They trail Batavia in that annual matchup. 10-6, and again, UT, you mentioned taking Bettendorf to the woodshed. They ended up winning it by 16, 60-44, and Moline could not rally all the way back again and lost another tight one, this time to Normal U-High, 53-48. So Jeff Schimmel will have to, instead of the 1 or 2 point lost speech that we talked about earlier, he'll have to pull out the 5 point loss locker room message tonight.
Well, like I said, I hope when they finally do get somebody, it's not us.
Right. Okay, so that'll close things out from here. Our thanks to Eric Hansen, our broadcast engineer, for helping keep us up to date on scores throughout the area tonight. And thanks to you for being with us. Great weekend of Silver Streaks boys basketball here. And again, of course, the girls, they've got that Rock Island game coming up this week, don't they? Don't they play the Rocks on Thursday? Does that sound right?
I think that's a little early, but
I'd
have to check. Let's see, they played Allman twice, UT twice.
They haven't played Quincy yet, have
yeah.
they? Second time. What did I do with my schedule? We do have the Illini coming up, so I guess we ought to get out of here so we can get to that, hopefully.
Yeah, they're better playing Minnesota, so a chance they might win tonight. They got to play better than they did against Indiana, certainly, in their last outing when they gave up 103 points.
Moline. Girls have Moline
okay,
on Thursday.
I thought it was too quick to be playing Rocky again yet.
All right, and final thoughts? Happy birthday to my son, Mason.
Yes, Mason, happy He's birthday.
Double digits now at age 10.
Yes, had the friends over today, I guess, and tomorrow's more the family birthday, right?
Yep.
All right.
Good Star Wars weekend,
and
all is well.
Lots of cake and ice cream.
Thanks to you for being with us. Galesburg wins it by 21, 81-60 over Champaign. Centennial sophomores lost tonight by 10. For Eric Hansen downtown, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. See you next weekend, Friday night, with UT in town. Have a good week. Until then, we'll see you.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Don't miss a thing. Stay connected every hour on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg's News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kathleen Maloney. The blizzard battering the East Coast, bringing New York City and surrounding areas to a standstill. If you can't get there by foot, stay home.
Mayor Bill de Blasio and Governor Andrew Cuomo came together and decided, you know what? This snow is coming down at 1 to 3 inches. It's coming down per hour. It's coming down faster than we expected. And we need to have cars that are not emergency vehicles. That is what this ban is all about. All cars in New York City, Long Island, on the roads and on the bridges, no cars allowed until further notice unless you're an emergency vehicle. The NYPD actually has checkpoints out in New York City making sure enforcing this. They say at this point, if you're caught on the road, you're going to jail. They've given you enough warning.
Fox's Brian Yenis in New York. The theater district is dark with all Broadway performances canceled today and